My Rosa Luxemburg painting was not as radical as she was, but radical enough for a student in an art college. Although Rosa was, of course, a communist, I never was. All my life, I've been an American Democrat of the Franklin D. Roosevelt, Truman, Kennedy, Clinton varieties. It's just that Jewish cultural life, with all its disasters, brilliance, learning, evasions, and daring, has conducted me and my art like an excited zombie or golem stumbling into real trouble like my Jews so often do. My first show in its catalog was a kind of first shot across the bows of painterly convention, as befits a young radical artist. Rosa, Popper, Wind, Warburg, Isaac Babel, Gertrude Bing, Walter Kaufmann, Karl Marx, Kafka, and other Jewish ghosts haunted my show and are named in my catalog in a youthful feeding frenzy. Most of the critics treated me like a painter version of T.S. Eliot and even Ezra Pound. No one mentioned the J word, not even me. I was on the verge of it, though, but like almost all Jewish artists, I wanted to appeal to a universal standard. Rosa was a student work begun at the Royal College of Art. It looks naive and graceless to me now. It arose out of meditation upon my grandmother's. It is about an historic murder, but it is really about murdering Jews, which is what brought my grandmother's to America. Grandma Rose is given as her veiled wraith, upper left, but it is Grandmother Helena who really prefigures Rosa L. in my life. Helena's two sisters, like Kafka's three sisters and four of Freud's five sisters, were murdered in the same camps by the Germans and Austrians. My grandmother was not political, but Helena and Rosa L. looked alike, dressed alike. Helena wore those long black skirts and boots in America until she died, and came from the same cultivated milieu whose brilliance and disaster are now legend. Helena was born in Vienna the same year as Picasso, the year Disraeli died, when Dreyfus was an obscure captain on the French general staff. I didn't paint Rosa because I was attracted to her revolution. That God never failed me because I never worshipped in his church. But this painting has always seemed failed to me, although I do ponder its terms now and again, as if those terms have some breath left in them. I would never quite be free of what is called the lachrymose view of Jewish history.